I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Chief Blake Rebolt and Captain Mike Lorela with the Marquette Police Department. We talked about some of the changes to Marquette's fireworks ordinance and other things to keep in mind as we're going into the 4th of July week in Marquette. Here's more with Marquette Police Chief Blake Rebolt and Captain Mike Lorela.
The city did adopt an ordinance regarding fireworks that basically emulates the Michigan state law. There are some changes. With the fireworks holiday season right around the corner, basically June 29th through July 5th, fireworks can be ignited.
Sure.
There are times as well, 11 a.m. to 11:45 p.m., that those fireworks can be utilized. And, you know, we appreciate you having us on the air because our intention is to educate the public. We want everybody to know that this ordinance is in effect. Mm-hmm. And we also want to advise everybody that if they want a copy of it, they're welcome to come down to the police department and get that.
Okay.
Or they could visit our city webpage and find more detailed information as well.
What's the big things? What's the big takeaway of the fireworks ordinance in Marquette? Again, the dates and the hours are what?
So there are certain holidays that fireworks can be ignited. And when we're talking about the 4th of July, the dates will be June 29th. And this year it'll run through July 5th from 11 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. There are some other stipulations as well on that ordinance. For instance, you cannot be under the influence when igniting them. Minors cannot possess them. They have to be ignited on private property, not on public property. Mm-hmm. And I would also like to let everybody know that, you know, we will have extra patrols out monitoring and enforcing as
needed. Because, see, that's the challenge. You're in your neighborhood, wherever it is in Marquette, and you start hearing them going off, and you maybe want to go out on your porch or your backyard and kind of identify that it's somewhere over here or over that way or whatever. They call you guys in. Let's just say it's somehow a violation. It's too late, like after midnight or something
sure.
like that. You guys will have to come in and kind of, in effect, ear it yourself, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and we certainly, you know, we want to educate the public. Of course, we want everybody to have a safe and enjoyable holiday season, be responsible. We ask that people be respectful of the ordinance, be respectful of their neighbors. You know, there are people that still have to get up in the morning, go to work and whatnot.
Yep, that's true.
And, you know, we have had some dry conditions and igniting fireworks, you know, with the embers falling, you know, mm-hmm. could create some hazardous situations.
Right. Also, 4th of July is a time where a lot of people get out and they have some parties and they do some things. And Chief Blake Rebolt here with us as well. You wanted to mention something with beaches and people kind of partying on the beaches and whatnot, which happens in the summertime. But there was an incident last year that's kind of raised awareness within the department. Tell me about that a little, what you're doing.
Yeah, well, we've kind of increased our patrols in those areas. Obviously, we are very fortunate here in Marquette to have just a wonderful beach system and a park system, and we're just asking people to take care of that and respect it. We did have an incident last year where a large group of people just kind of probably overdid it a little bit and didn't pick up after themselves, and that was brought to light not only through the commission but also through Facebook and some social media outlets. So
and it actually kind of aroused the ire of the people in the area too, because
absolutely.
They got together and said cleaned it up. So maybe that's also a message, is to be vigilant of what you see.
Right.
That if people are kind of overdoing it somewhere, just, you know, let's get it nipped in the bud.
And that's a great example of asking the public to help us in these type of situations. You know, over the holidays, we are at minimum staffing. I mean, we have a lot of people working, but there's a lot of stuff going on in the city. So
sure.
It really helps when the public identifies situations that become out of control or need us to address them and have them call our department, and we'll respond and act appropriately.
Are there beach ordinances? Is there an issue with like a fire or something? What are some of the things that people need to keep in mind?
Well, I mean, basically it's no alcohol on public bathing beaches. There is no dogs allowed on the public bathing beaches. There are areas in the cities where people can utilize the water for their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But the public bathing beaches, you know, no fires, no dogs, no open alcohol. You know, and obviously, you know, we try to educate the people more than take enforcement action in these type of situations. But those are, you know, basically the main things that we're looking for when we're dealing with the beaches.
The message is to just use your head and be safe this fourth.
Common sense.
That's the comments of Marquette Police Chief Blake Rebolt and Captain Mike Lorela. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.